Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we have a weather update our friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
AC hasn't been pumping that much, so nice cool weather. Winds are light, real light, coming out of the north-northeast. It is partly cloudy, and I'm going to say it's right around 80 degrees. I usually don't do this. Not a very high chance of rain.
Wow.
Even though, you know, there's some patchy clouds, but nothing serious. Should be a very good weekend.
And where's the wind blowing out, you said?
North-northeast, out of the north-northeast.
Wind is blowing out of the east-southeast. It is 82. Yes, 82 degrees. It feels like 86, and the wind gusts are up to 5 miles per hour.
You know what that means? That humidity is picking up. If it feels like 86... You know, if you have a low humidity, it feels even less or right where the temperature is.
We'll get to tickle Leroy's fancy here a little bit later on this hour. Somebody whose fancy was very tickled was Jalen Phillips. This Jalen Phillips got to Philadelphia, and you want to talk about going from the outhouse to the penthouse. He is peacocking up there with the Philadelphia Eagles.
I thought I was excited day one. I mean, talk to me now. Like, this is literally the greatest thing that's happened to me in my whole life, probably. But it's just awesome. I mean, the guys are awesome. Everybody's been super welcoming. I love the environment here. I love the vibe here. City of Philly's, you know, giving me a very warm welcome. I got about 20 times the amount of Instagram likes that I ever got on the post before from the Philly fans, so shout out to y'all. But yeah, it's been great so far, getting out there practicing. I love the weather here. I love the locker room.
Stop. Stop with the lies. You cannot love the weather in Philadelphia more than the weather in Miami. That's a big lie. Minus one for him.
Wow. No, I think all options are on the table.
Wow. I mean, he is. Wow. I mean, I guess that's what it is right now. You're going to the defending minus champs. That's how you're going to feel. But you are right, Vlad. It's not exactly like going from Boston to Florida like Marchand, and then you have the beach.
Like, can you honestly say in November you rather the weather in Philadelphia than the weather in Miami? No sane human being will say that.
I hope Mrs. JP didn't hear that. This is the greatest day ever.
Yeah, let's see how.
Let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something, dude. Those Instagram likes are going to turn to middle fingers real quick if you miss another one of them sacks.
Yeah, with your warning track sack power.
I would say I never, well, because I never went from, I was always in the cold places. So to say, oh, this is great and whatever, yeah, I'm here.
Even like, he's so happy to be out of Miami, because even like a curmudgeon like Vic Fangio, he's like, hey, Vic, great to see you. And he's like, yeah, sack the quarterback. And he goes, great to see you too. Because you know Vic Fangio's not warm and fuzzy. Think like you got him some bagels in the morning? No way.
Yeah, but the thing about old coaches,
yep,
once you get in, you're in for life.
Mm.
Right? Interesting. If you look at Bill Belichick and some of the players that he cherished, they all come from the OG, you know, Giants. right? Like he and then when he got to New England, he got a new crew.
Yeah, they all get it from the he's a Parcells guy, or you know, he's right, a Walsh exactly. guy. Yeah, that's it. That's because
it happens.
It makes the coach, if he's a hard ass.
Even Mike McDaniel did it with Mostert and
Wilson.
Who's the other running back?
Jeff
Wilson. Right. So he's done it too. I just wish he had tried to build the team like all the teams he left. But
it was something.
Somebody said he's going from iguanas in the toilet to dog-sized rats.
That's true.
I remember about Philadelphia is when you could leave the hotel to go to the stadium, you pass 1,000 funeral homes.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Mm. It was number funeral homes every corner.
Maybe he's trying to tell you guys something.
I don't know.
Feel haunted?
Nah, I'll tell you, them fans mean as hell.
I know.
You can't get around that.
You did play on that
turf. They mean to everybody. It's like they go to the game and say, somebody getting booed, either our team or the other team.
I mean, they had a jail in the stadium.
Mm-hmm. And a little peephole.
What?
It was before I got there. They closed it up.
Oh, yeah.
Wink. Nah.
Nah. I mean, like, look. You know, I understand when you have been in a situation like he's been in, and also it's kind of like a fresh start for him, right? Like you've had all these injuries and now, you know, I don't know. It's a big year for him. Obviously it's a contract year. And even if he had a great year here, you don't know if the Dolphins are going to keep you around. Now you go to a situation in Philadelphia where like, if he balls out for a contender, you're setting yourself up in a big way. They might forget about all that injury stuff.
I think the situation becomes better for him if he should ball out, right? But the fact of the matter is that if he had balled out here, right, he'd still be in the same situation, because if he had balled out here, the team would be in a better situation.
Probably. Yeah,
you see
probably.
What I'm saying? So
it was a bad defense this year. I mean, like, I can't put it all. He wasn't in a good unit, much like the Jets. Like, you know, we all can say Sauce Gardner's an excellent player. The Jets were not a good team. I mean, he came into a team, bunch of rookies on the D-line, no cornerbacks, you know, safeties that are miserable, maybe a potential fat cattery that's going on the defensive line as well. He's battling a lot of things. Now, he had some fault in that too. Chop Robinson wasn't any great shakes this year. Bradley Chubb's tackling his own teammates. So, you have your own obstacles.
Hey, Vlad. So, question, Jay Tolles says, crazy how Leroy says Sauce is one of the best players in the league. Ask Vlad if he's been good.
He's been good. Has he been called for penalties? Yeah, they've called the penalties on him, but he's still been good.
Right, okay.
I mean, you know. Listen, Indy must have thought he was that good to offer 2 first-round picks.
Right.
Doesn't cheating go along with being a great cornerback?
Yes.
All the time.
You got to be able to. Here's what you got to be able to do, and you always hear sometimes, "Oh, that's a old veteran move right there." You running next to him, and the dude jumping for the ball, and you got a shirt, right?
Yeah,
and they can't see it. The other thing Frank Minifield used to always tell me this. He said, "Boom." You know why I got white gloves and brown gloves and black gloves? He said, because if they wearing white, I'm going to have my white gloves. They can't see it. So he would have white sleeves with white gloves, and they have white jerseys.
Your coach also said that. Belichick would always tell people to do that as well. Like, if they're wearing white, wear white gloves, because the referee won't be able to tell the
exactly.
difference.
Exactly. So here's what makes you good. You got to be good enough to get to that position where you can hold somebody. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you just reaching, then it's blatant. Somebody says Sauce ranked as 21st corner so far this season, but that could also be the pass rush. So you got to be careful with that.
But cheating goes along with that position. Jalen Ramsey cheats all the time.
Absolutely. Right. There's the same thing. There's two groups that always fight during practices. cornerbacks and wide receivers, and linebackers and tight ends.
Somebody was saying this recently about defenders in the NBA too. Somebody was saying this about Lou Dort, and it's just like he gets to play by different rules because it's like they know he's a physical defender that kind of goes Draymond same way. And that's like, you know, then you're Duncan Robinson, you try the same thing, they're calling it on you.
Right. But that's, I mean, he earned it. They earned that.
Right. Pat Beverly, like you start earning your rep.
For example, when you make an all defensive team, the officials looking at you, no matter what you're doing on defense, is saying, oh, he playing good defense.
Right.
Whether you holding or not.
Duncan Robinson is always going to be Duncan Robinson.
If you've been a pine cone or a traffic cone your whole career, right?
Oh, minus one.
I kind of like it.
If you've been a traffic cone for your whole career, and then you finally play some good D, you ain't going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Wait, pine cone, won't you smash a pine cone?
You could smash a pine cone.
Hey, listen, I said the wrong thing.
No, you didn't.
Let me say this.
But it was good.
A pine cone is still just sitting there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you could really smash a pine cone.
Pine cone sounds like the guy who gets dunked over by Wemby. Like you're a pine cone amongst the trees.
Or as Al Mackey said, you get called a pigeon.
Oh, man. Gotta get people keep putting
how much longer is he in Memphis?
Not too long.
We'll get into it. There's a lot of stuff going on, but we gotta take a break. We gotta take up my fans coming up, but we'll get into the Jaw stuff coming up next hour. We'll take a break back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.